I just really got beat by a team that has done a terrific job over the years of building a culture, is what I like to say. They don't have the pieces that they had before, but when you build a culture, come on, Joe. When you build a team and you build a culture like that, the next guy knows. The next guy knows what the drill is. And Tommy and his staff have done a great job of that. And it's obviously very apparent when you play them that they've done that and they deserve it. They outplay us and they did a great job, in my opinion, on all aspects of the game.
Questions? Steve, along those lines.
Why don't we take care of Joe first, okay, guys? That's, if you don't mind.
Joe, when they started a run like that in the second half, you know, what's your focus for stopping that? What are you focused on?
We just gotta come together as a team. They made that run off a couple of our turnovers. They got out in transition, got a couple easy baskets, and coach preaches all the time when things aren't going well, you got to slow down, you got to come together. And a saying of ours is three stops. You got to just try to get three stops in a row. Calm the storm, go back on offense, execute good offense, be poised, and get a great shot on the other end. And the first 5 minutes of the second half, we weren't able to do that. And that was a turning point in the game.
Were they doing anything defensively to get you guys out of sync that you weren't ready for? They
did a great job of pressuring us, trying to deny easy swing passes. And I think we didn't handle it as well as we needed to. We knew they were gonna do it. We knew it was coming. And we were trying to just get backdoor cuts, get sharp cuts, move the ball. And they did a good job of taking us out of our rhythm there for a little bit. And we were never really able to turn it around and get over the hump.
And then, Ryan was 11 for 12. He started off really hot, and then he kind of didn't get the ball for a little bit. Did they take him away? Is it something you need to, get him the ball when he's scoring so well?
Our part of our offense is everyone moves, everyone touches it. And looking back, we probably should have tried to make more of an effort on the court to get it to him when he was hot. But they did do a good job of keying on him, and we were driving, and they were shading him a little bit more than they did at the start of the game. But looking back, we probably should have tried to ride him a little more there.
Anything else for Joe? All
right,
thanks, Joe.
Good job, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Steve, along the lines of the Harvard question, what you said about Harvard, is that a program you'd like to model yourself
at? Well, I think Tommy and I are similar in our approaches in terms of what we like our programs to do. And, sure, that's a program I have great respect for. I'm fortunate that I've been in a program and built a program. I know what I want. I do. He's done a great job of changing the culture from the time he got there, and it took some time. I remember early on, they had some pretty talented teams, we're a talented team compared to them. And he had talented teams, probably more as talented as our Cornell teams at the time. But I was there a while, and we won a couple games by 35 and 38. And he had a good team, but we had the culture. We had the drill. I had everybody on the same page. It's a beautiful thing. But it takes time. It takes a lot of effort. It's something that we're going to continue to work hard, and we're going to get it here, but it's obviously not there now, and Tommy's done an incredible job of having his program take the hits they took this year, and they're still a very good basketball team.
Kind of a two-part question. What did you feel about your defensive play, and how much did you think experience made a difference to
you? I can't say experience anymore. I'm done with that. Defense was poor. It's got to get better. We'll work at it. But defense was really poor. It's hard to imagine you shoot 58% and lose by 16 pretty handily. There's a mental toughness side on both sides of the ball that they had and we didn't. I'm sure apparent to everybody. in particular, even in when they pressured us, and even though we were scoring, we were never understanding and staying poised and confident in our offense. And when we pressured them, they just moved clockwork to the next thing. As I said, you look at this box score, it's kind of mind-boggling that you can put up those kind of numbers and lose so handily.
I know, you know, you don't want to use the excuse of the experience factor, but the culture you talk
about. No doubt. And here's what I mean by that. Minutes played in college as opposed to, like, what those younger kids went through last year. Mondesi and Saunders, and what they experienced and enabled them to understand for 365 days what Harvard basketball is all about. We didn't have that luxury. Ryan Anderson and Cliff, they don't understand exactly what my vision is because there's no one that did it in front of them. And that's apparent tonight that they did that, and they did a great job. And I love these guys, as I say all the time. I have great confidence that they'll get it, and we're going to work extremely hard to do it. And unfortunately, and I know I sound like a broken record, we're going to have failures here. We're going to have some extreme frustration, but that's, to me, is the only way you can be successful.
Steve, how much were you missing Dennis Clifford, and can you fill us in on his status going forward?
Status is, it's the ankle's pretty swollen and black and blue. I think he's still a couple weeks away. I can't say he would have made a difference. I don't know that.
What was it you saw from Drew Jacobs in practice that made you give him minutes?
Toughness. Kid's tough. Kid guards. Kid lead. He's what I want. How you play.
Did you compare him to John last year?
In some ways, probably. But my thing is, when people this morning at our round ball breakfast asked, you know, I don't know what your rotation is every night. And we don't have a rotation. No one's earned that yet. So if someone outplays somebody in practice consistently, he deserves to play. We're establishing our program. And that's what Drew does. Drew does what I want. Probably not as talented as most guys, but he does a lot of great things out there, and I want our guys to see him do that.
Coach, you talked about your team's defense. It felt like Carver took advantage in their transition offense a little bit tonight. And sometimes, you know, it seemed like you got frustrated because the guys weren't getting back quick enough. Were you seeing some of the same things?
I did. That's the Achilles heel for us, is that we allow the play that just happened snowball to the next play. And it happens on all facets of basketball. And it's something that I can't tell you how many times we talk about it, we harp about it, I show them on film. And Harvard did a great job of exploiting that. And I'm sure they saw the same things I'm watching on film. They did a terrific job of attacking us when they had the advantage and then making us guard them for 35 seconds. I mean, that was obviously the plan. And if you think about that, that's the two hardest things to do in basketball, is to push it early on and stop them, and then to have the poise and toughness and confidence at the end of the shot clock. And they exploited both ends of that.
Coach, Ryan Anderson's coming off of some ankle issues recently, but he played for a significant part of the game. What was your strategy with him, and how do you think he did tonight?
Ryan? I think Ryan did a decent job on offense, but I thought I have such a great aspiration for Ryan, and maybe it's unfair, but I just think he should be very dominant almost every night going out on more aspects of the game than just putting the ball in the basket. Need him to be a much better defender, a communicator, a physical presence in the post, a great ball screen defender, a guy who sprints back. And I say this all the time, there's no one I'm more proud of in our program than Ryan, but I need and his team needs them to continue to go because he has an incredible potential. And he can put the ball in the basket, which is obviously, you look at the line. I don't know how much the ankle, honestly, I don't know how much the ankle is affecting him. I don't know that. He's you know, he's good about just playing. But as I said, I just think his, if we're going to be good, it's because Ryan Anderson continues to take that step to be an all-ACC type of player. And I didn't see it tonight in terms of his all-around game.
Steve, Harvard has won now 5 in a row against you guys here. Is it to the point where you're kind of wondering, what do we get out of this? I mean, or do you feel like your team can learn something tangible from seeing how they operate?
Not at all. I think it's a game we should play. They're a very good basketball team, very good program. They're going to be good this year. They're going to be very good next year. I think it's the right thing for college basketball in the city of Boston. We got to get better no matter who we play, and I think it's a game that's a good game. I think people in this area are confused. They think it's a Harvard of your father's Harvard. It's not. They're an established program. They could beat a lot of basketball teams in this country. So for us to not play them because they may beat us, I would never do that.
Coach, did you think there were any issues with effort tonight, or maybe with the team getting down when things weren't going
that way? It's not effort. It isn't. I think there's a concern of guys. They would try, but we have to do, as my staff and myself, in terms of getting them to play at a certain high level consistently all the time and not missing a beat. It appears at times that it's effort, but I just think it's the mental toughness part of it that the guys don't have the ability to fight through. These guys will continue to get better at it. We'll continue to bring people in this program that understand that, and we'll build a culture similar to what, you know, we did at Cornell and Harvard has, and do those things. But to say that they're not trying, they try. Try really hard.
And until that culture is established, do you need, you know, someone like Ryan or Dennis or anyone to step up even more until the culture?
What we need is we got to do little things every single day to get this much better every day. And so it expands. I got some strategic things. I probably think that we need to make it a little more simple in what I'm asking for, so maybe I'm putting way too much on their plate, so they understand what's really important to win basketball games. Because a lot of things they do, as I say, they do a lot of things well. It's hard to imagine we're sitting here at 58% and 60 and moving the ball, and then 5 minutes of the game was awful. Transition defense, awful. But it's not one thing every night. It's with young teams, it's something different. So to me, it's trying to teach them and walk them through it every day to get better at those all aspects of the game.
One more, guys.
Coach, were you surprised by Harvard's decision to go with a small lineup throughout the game, and how do you think that impacted the game?
No, I wasn't, honestly. I kind of guessed that that's who I would have started against this. They're the 5 best players, in my opinion. And they played them a lot of minutes, and I was almost anticipating that.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.